Sweetheart, my darling Adam, look at our condition. We are naked, helpless to improve ourselves, and hopeless for anything in the future.
Honey, we are bombarded by evil constantly, and there is no power within us to resist this evil. I know that I want to do what is right, but I could only do the wrong.
We need help outside ourselves. But where could we go? And whom can we turn to?
I believe we can go to God. Let's pray, honey. Dear God, our Father, there is no other we can turn to. Who can help us in our time of desperation? We failed you terribly and miserably, and we are so ashamed. Help us, Lord, we plead.
My children, made in my image, I saw your need before you even realized that you had a need, and made provision for you to overcome your weaknesses. I will clothe you with my Son's righteousness, feed you with my words, and shout to you in my love, mercy, and grace. Now, I am giving you abundant, everlasting life through my Son, Jesus Christ.
What a dilemma for once perfect, sinless beings to be faced with. Man sinned, but was helpless and hopeless at solving the problem faced. Now, only a sinless God could save them, and this he chose to do through his only Son, Jesus Christ. Ever since that time when Satan was thrown out of heaven, he determined to use God's precious creatures as fire sticks in hell with him. He fights to hold us captives to sin and himself. He will leave no stone unturned in his struggle to deceive and defeat us. But God could not stay in heaven and see man lost forever. That is why he sent his Son Jesus to ensure that whosoever will may be saved. To a sinful, sin-cursed earth, Jesus came, lived, and died for mortal, sinful men. For a race that suffered pain, he brought healing. For a race that experienced sorrow, he brought us joy. Experienced poverty, he gave riches. Were sinners, he changed us to saints. Were lonely, he became our friends. Had no family, he became our older brother. Should die the eternal death, he took our place and gave us life, eternal life instead. That is real love, which brings real joy to lost humanity. such a great gift of love and joy. Yet, so many reject it. What about you? Have you accepted God's gift to you in His Son, Jesus?